it just hadn't built up with business.
Okay.
And houses.
Okay. So if you got stranded, you were in trouble. There was nowhere to go.
You were in the woods.
That is so hard to imagine.
Well, even in my generation, I remember when there was nothing between Roswell and Sandy Springs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a dark, lonely, two-lane road.
And no street lights.
Uh-huh. And see, that would have been in the 50s.
Wow. So it's really
50s
recent.
And 60s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember when they paved 120. 120 was dirt.
Oh, yeah. It stopped right at Spring Drive. And it was dirt from Spring Drive on to Marietta.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And if people just keep pouring in, we're going to have more blackouts, I'm afraid. You know, the electricity is not going to last unless they do something different.
Gonna run out of room soon. There won't be any room left to build any more houses.
Now they're building more houses to burn electricity.
Wow, that is some big changes.
She used to speak about how the big excitement for the day was to see a car go by the house where she lives now, which is the house she was born in. And now it would be a big excitement if not 5,000 cars they line up outside in traffic.
Wow. You've taught us a lot of stuff we didn't know about, that's for sure.
I had a question about, you said that churches were really important. Did women used to have quilting circles at church? Or quilting groups? Or at home, just their friends?
I can't remember that part. Mm-hmm.
Did you make quilts with anybody else?
Not for the church, I don't think.
What about, you make quilts now?
We had a little organization in church, but that's been in the last 20 years, mm-hmm. where we made things and gave them to the nursing homes and worked from the church to the mission fields. Mm-hmm. We do that all the time at the church, you know. And I belong to that little sewing club. We call that so-and-so. S-O-N-S-E-W.
Oh.
She crochets now.
Oh, really? Did your mother sew?
She did. She could make anything in the world.
Wow.
Did she make you clothes?
She made all my graduation clothes.
Wow.
Gosh.
I had a recital dress. I played the piano. And I had the dress to, what is the one you go to?
Commencement?
Well, I had the graduation dress and the one under that.
Baccalaureate.
Yeah, the baccalaureate. And so I had three new dresses that Mama made, and I thought they were prettier than anybody's. Oh, she could put the fancy things on them. But you know this girl that lived across the street from us, way up there, let's see, what the Bread and Breakfast is there now, that's where she lived. Well, she came down to our house to be with us to go to the graduation. And she stepped, we didn't have roads then that were paved, just mud. And it had rained, and she stepped out too far, and this car passed and just splashed mud all over her white dress. And
oh,
even her hose got drenched to that mud.